So verse number 75, Sanjay keeps on speaking. Vyasa prasada shrutvan. Etad guhya maham param. Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat. Sakshat kathaya, sakshat kathaya tasvayam. So Vyasa prasadat, by Vyasa's grace, I have received this ability to see. As those of you who know the story of Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra was blind and Vyasa came to him and said, I know you are blind, but I can give you the power, the divine drishti, because Vyasa had so much tapas, austerity. He said, I can give you the ability to see what is happening in the battlefield, which is several miles away. I can give you that. And Dhritarashtra said, no, I can't do that, because he knew that he was on the wrong, his children were doing wrong. And the Lord was on the other side, so he was a little afraid. So he said, I can't see what is happening. I can't see my own children dying in the war. He had 100 sons. He said, then Vyasa said, how about I give it to your assistant, Sanjaya, advisor? He said, okay, you can give it to Sanjaya and let Sanjaya tell me what is going on. So the whole this whole Kurukshetra war and this whole Bhagavad Gita was repeated by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Now the ability to Sanjay was not only, it was more than TV. One is TV, right? I'm sitting here and I can see what is happening in Iraq or what is happening in Asia or America. Not only Sanjay could see what was happening several miles away, sitting in the palace, but he could also go into the heart and minds of people as to what they are thinking. He even could tell that. What is Arjuna thinking? What is Drona thinking? What is Bhishma thinking? So he could even go. So that was the Divya Drishti. That was the divine vision that was given to Sanjaya. So Sanjaya says, it is Vyasa's blessing. It is grace. I am so fortunate that sitting here with you, Rajan, I was able to see, not only listen to the entire Bhagavad Gita, but then later on he's able to see the entire war. And so he says, it is Vyasa Prasada Shrutvan. I heard because of his grace. Etad Guhya Tamam Maha Param. And this supreme secret knowledge, as we had said, secret means it needs a teacher to explain it to us. Otherwise, it remains a secret. And Param means supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom. From whom? Yoga, this knowledge. Yogeshwarat Krishnat, Krishna himself, the Lord of the universe, who has appeared on earth as human, from him, and he is the Yogeshwara, he is the Lord of Yoga, means he is the Lord of all the knowledges on the earth. Yoga is not only physical exercise, but yoga also means I attach myself to the higher. Yoga means to join. So yoga means that spiritual knowledge is also called yoga. That's why in this book, we have Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, which means all these various knowledge. So he is the Lord of all the yogas, Sakshat, and the Lord himself, Kathayata Swayam. How more blessed can a person be that the Lord himself is speaking and I am able to listen? You know, one is listening to the Bhagavad Gita from a human, but imagine if the Lord himself came and spoke, how blessed we would be. So that's how happy he is. Because he says, you know, like, say a prophet or a scholar or a saint, you know, gives us this knowledge. That is good. That is wonderful. And because these prophets are very close to God, they have become one with God. So that is one. But if the Lord himself is speaking from his own mouth, how much more blessed should this knowledge be? That's why the Gita has, you know, so much significance for us. Because God himself, when he was walking on the earth like a human being, spoke. And it is a supreme knowledge. It teaches me the highest knowledge of who I am, who is God, what is my relationship with the world, what is my relationship with God, and how I should function in the world. Everything is covered in the Gita. So he says this beautiful supreme. See, he had studied. Sanjay was not ignorant. He had studied Upanishads. He had studied Vedas. But he said, this is something different. See, this studying is one, but having the Lord himself come and speak. And that's why Arjuna was so blessed that the Lord himself. And we should take this knowledge as the Lord is speaking to us. It's, as I've said before, it's not God speaking to Arjuna. God is speaking to me through this book. And Swami Chinmayananda ji has translated it. So take this as God is talking to me, not some book or somebody, but himself. And this is supreme knowledge. And as we said, Dhritarashtra knew. And what Sanjay wanted to remind him, O king, your children are facing not just the Pandavas, even though the Kauravas had 11 Akshauhinis, they had 11 regiments, and the Pandavas had only 7. So they had almost, you know, 50% or 60% more army. They said, doesn't matter, you have all the best army, you have the best warriors, you have the best weapons, you have everything. Nothing will work because the Lord of the universe is on the other side. So he wanted to remind him, you know why? Because at that moment, Dhritarashtra was the only one who could stop the war. Because Sanjay himself, even though he was working for Dhritarashtra, his sympathy was with the Pandavas. That's why he always praises them. But also, nobody really wanted the war. And so he felt, Sanjay felt that if Dhritarashtra, the king, says, there'll be no war, stop it, and, you know, divide what is equally, you know, what is due to the Pandavas, give it to them, and let us be fair, and let us settle it, you know, like a negotiation at the last minute, you know, before the suit is filed, the judge says, okay, I'm giving you a time, you know, both the lawyers and both the parties, if you can decide, then the case won't proceed, and if you don't, they say, sorry, we tried to settle it, we couldn't, then the case goes on. So similarly, Sanjay was hopeful that Dhritarashtra, the king, would stop the war. But all his sayings, everything, nothing worked, and the war broke out. But that was the idea. That's why he says, Yogeshwara himself, the Lord of the universe, how can you fight him? But he was totally blinded. And that's how we are too. You know, we listen to this message, but we are so blinded by our attachment. So that's why we need a guru like Sanjay to remind us again and again. That's why we need to read the Gita again and again so that this knowledge becomes clear. So these are the three verses today. And as I said, it was more than TV. It was, he not only could see, but he also knew what was happening in the mind of the people on the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhave. Om shanti shanti shanti, harihi om shri gurubhyo namaha, harihi om.